Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Ashley Benefield, she is going to be away for a little while. The judge sentencing her to 20 years in prison for first-degree manslaughter after the fatal shooting of her then-husband, estranged husband Doug Benefield, after that domestic altercation back in 2020. We, of course, ran the court proceedings. We watched the testimony. We watched the very dramatic testimony of Ashley Benefield on the stand talking about the abuse that she claims to have endured under Doug. And jury saw it the other way. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss. What's your thoughts? 20 years for the manslaughter charge, which was eventually brought against her.
I think it was so appropriate. Look, he's dead. He's not going to breathe one more breath, not going to enjoy a birthday, not going to enjoy a sunset. She deserved that. When you take somebody's life, I think that it calls for a very harsh charge. 20 years is pretty harsh, but I think that it was requisite, considering this was only a manslaughter conviction and not a first-degree or second-degree murder conviction.
Do you think the jury got it right on her conviction to begin with? Obviously, we saw her testimony. We saw just how much she claimed she was abused and just how impactful that was on her during her very dramatic, I can't say tearful, but dramatic testimony during the proceedings.
It was dramatic. For me, it wasn't believable. And obviously, the jury didn't buy it either. I mean, the bottom line is she did not have the facts to back up her allegations of continued abuse. Mm-hmm. It was just her words, really. And because of that, I think the jury didn't buy it. It was so dramatic. But again, you're looking for those tears and you're looking for it all to make sense. And her story really didn't make sense.
I mean, it was certainly dramatic. I know a lot of people were kind of moved by it that maybe had been on the other side of it. What for you didn't convey as being authentic?
I think a couple of things. I mean, one of the things I always look for are true tears. There's a big difference between, you know, sniffling and making the faces and all of that. And when you see legitimate true tears, and that is drawn from real emotion and real pain and sorrow and sadness. And I didn't see that at all. It seemed to be more of a show. And then also how she constructed the story, I always look at that from the vantage of typically people who are telling the truth. Their story follows a particular line of reason and spatial line of reason, as opposed to kind of being looked at from up above and more scattered. And to me, her story was very scattered, and I didn't see the lineage or the lines being drawn to portray a valid and truthful story.
Mm-hmm. With the abuse that she's alleges that she received from Doug, which I think you can have two things going on here. I think you can have the abuse where she was abused by him. And I think you can also have someone who is fantastical in their storytelling, and they make things larger than they may actually be. And that's not to downplay any sort of abuse that can have impact in one's life, but I think it can have both at the same time. Was it her over-exaggerating, if you will, that that really maybe ruined it for her with the jury, where just let the story stand on its own, and maybe that would have sold it enough? Just, you know, being young, being dumb, being having a fairly aggressive male that is pursuing you no matter what. Could that story have a less dramatic story have benefited her, you think?
I think possibly, you know, possibly so. But I think the jury, and, you know, hopefully we'll hear from them, but I think they saw a woman with this huge motive. I mean, to me, he came off of somebody that was really used, mm-hmm. Used for money, used for their home, used for a child. And then once they became no longer useful, you know, it just, that's how overarching I feel the story struck me.
Mm-hmm.
Very planned and calculated. You know, he's so abusive, but you invite him over to, again, to use him to help. Yeah. It just never lined up with making sense.
There is a place, and there's so many places in this story, I agree, where you look at it and go, okay, common sense here would tell us not to take this step. This is, you're putting yourself into a dangerous situation. If your claims of this person being as horrible as they are true, why would you invite him over? Why would you? Then you'll get the arguments, well, in an abusive situation, you do this and that. At some point, there is also personal responsibility. And it seems like a lot of that was not exercised.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. Again, this is one of those cases where her story not only was overly dramatic, it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. 20 years behind bars, and well, she's an attractive young woman. Do you think she'll get somebody hooked on her behind bars and continue her charades?
Oh, I think she probably has letters stacked up at the facility she's at. I mean, we see it with almost every class, mm-hmm. or every case, sorry. And the Black Swan and is going to be no difference.
It's going to be fascinating. Different. We should start writing letters to her just for fun, just to see where it goes.
Oh my God!
Be a pen pal,
yeah.
And make up a whole story. See what if she bites.
I want the over under on marriage proposal. I'm gonna say 2 months.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.